introduce Ms. Anderson, who's with Florida International University as well, and she's going to be talking about identifying barriers and strategies to increase older male participation in evidence-based health promotion programs.
Good morning, everybody. As was mentioned, I worked with Anamika, the previous presenter, on an evaluation project, but I'm going to be focusing my discussion on the barriers and strategies to increase older male participation in evidence-based programs. I don't have any relationships to disclose. I just wanted to begin by emphasizing the importance of evidence-based health promotion programs. I just wanted to emphasize the importance of evidence-based health promotion programs for older adults. As many of you know, older adults represent the fastest growing segment of the population. By the year 2030, older adults will represent 20% of the United States population. In addition to its size, the older adult population is also characterized by a high prevalence of chronic conditions. 80% of older adults have one chronic condition, and 50% have multiple chronic conditions. So the size and the disease burden of older adults has high economic and healthcare costs. Chronic conditions among older adults actually account for 66% of the entire U.S. healthcare budget. So this is where I see a role for evidence-based health promotion programs for older adults. Evidence-based programming translates program models and interventions that are supported by research into practical and effective community interventions that can be implemented to improve the health behaviors of older adults, improve their quality of life, and ultimately reduce costs. The evidence-based programs have a number of other benefits. For one, they're increasingly being required by funders. They help to establish partnerships, and they also ensure the efficient use of resources. Recognizing the needs, the health needs of older adults, and the benefits of evidence-based health promotion programs, the Health Foundation of South Florida created a five-year initiative called the Healthy Aging Regional Collaborative, which Anamika discussed, but I'll discuss it briefly for those of you who just entered. Basically, the collaborative brought together community agencies to make evidence-based health promotion programs more accessible to older adults in South Florida. And from this point forward, I'm going to abbreviate Healthy Aging Regional Collaborative and refer to it as HARC. So the HARC aimed to address four main threats to healthy aging: physical inactivity, depression, falls, and chronic illness. In order to address these threats to healthy aging, the HARC selected several programs, including the Enhanced Fitness Program, which Anamika discussed, the Chronic Disease Self-Management Program, which educates individuals with any type of chronic condition how to manage and improve their health, the Diabetes Self-Management Program, which educates individuals with diabetes how to manage their symptoms and make informed decisions, the Matter of Balance program, which teaches practical strategies to reduce the fear of falling and also to increase activity levels to improve strength and balance, which can further help to reduce the risk for falls. Healthy Ideas, which is a depression awareness and management program, and it's integrated into case management services that are offered to older adults. And then finally, Walk with Ease, which was a physical activity program designed specifically for older adults with arthritis. And just to mention, the Chronic Disease Self-Management Program, Diabetes Self-Management, and Matter of Balance were all offered both in English and Spanish to accommodate the high number of Spanish speakers in the South Florida area. Over the course of the five-year initiative, the HARC programs reached 26,996 participants. And many of these individuals benefited from multiple HARC programs. But of concern, while males represented 44% of the older adult population in the three counties where the HARC offered programs, Miami-Dade, Broward, and Monroe counties, they only represented 19% of the participants in the HARC programs. Now, this is a problem not only because we want to reach the population in the areas being served, but also because men have a lower life expectancy and a higher mortality rate from heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. So given this low rate of participation by males, we decided to conduct a formative study in order to identify barriers to male participation and to identify some potential strategies to improve their levels of participation, as well as to inform future research. Our study included 11 HARC coordinators, so they were the people responsible for recruiting the participants and managing the implementation of the programs, as well as 48 instructors who actually taught the evidence-based programs. The participants were sent an email inviting them to participate in an online survey, And if they consented, they followed a link and completed a questionnaire using Qualtrics online software. The questionnaire included both fixed choice and open-ended questions to help identify barriers and strategies for male participation. For the analysis, we just calculated response percentages for the fixed choice questions and then used thematic analysis to identify themes in the responses to the open-ended questions. So these are our results. For when we presented the coordinators and instructors with potential barriers to male participation, we asked them to rate their level of agreement that each item was a barrier. 79.6% of the respondents agreed that the perception of exercise programs as feminine was a barrier for males. 74.6% agreed that machismo or cultural beliefs were a barrier for males, and 72.8% agreed that beliefs that personal problems should not be discussed was a barrier for males. We also had the respondents rate their level of agreement with some statements about the general participation behavior and beliefs of older adult males. 94.7% agreed that men are more likely to participate if they see other men in the group. 89.5% agreed that men are more likely to participate if they come with their spouse or their partner. And 73.7% agreed that men are reluctant to attend organized health activities. When we looked at the responses to the open-ended question about the barriers to participation, four main themes emerged. The first was feeling outnumbered by women, which is something that Anamika mentioned. But basically the idea is if men come to the class and it's primarily women, a lot of times they don't stay, or they're not likely to return to future sessions because they feel out of place. Another theme was male gender roles. So the respondents indicated that participating in a health promotion program may not be consistent with some of the ideals of the male gender role, such as independence and the avoidance of vulnerability. They also suggested that men may prefer other activities, so that maybe the group discussion format, they prefer some alternative to the group discussion format that's used for a lot of these programs. Some things that the respondents said were men do not look forward to sitting in a classroom and men are about fixing and doing than talking. And then finally, negative perceptions of health promotion programs in healthcare. The respondents indicated that men are less inclined to visit the doctor and that men are also kind of find a lot of the content of the class as common sense or something that they don't need and they're being less proactive about health. Moving on to the strategies. So we presented several potential strategies to the respondents and asked them to rate the likelihood that they thought the strategy would be successful in achieving the goal of increasing male participation. And for each of the items presented, for each of the strategies presented, the majority of people agreed that it would help to increase male participation, but the following three were the ones that received the most support. So almost 95% of the participants believe that including male participants in program advertisements would help to increase male participation. 91% felt that engaging male community leaders would be helpful. And 89.3% believe that public service announcement aimed at men would also help to increase participation. When we looked at the suggested strategies for the open-ended question about strategies to increase male participation, three main themes emerged. So the first was advertising and support for the program. Once again, participants continuously mentioned including males in the advertising materials, having pictures of males in the program flyers, and also advertising where men congregate, and then also getting well-known community members and local athletes to endorse the programs. They also said that it would be important to normalize male participation in health promotion programs to deal with that gender role barrier. And some of the means of doing this tie back into the first strategy of advertising and support for the programs, trying to make the participation in health promotion programs a more common and desirable behavior for males. And then finally, addressing the content perceptions of the enhanced fitness program. This class can vary a lot because it's up to the instructor what's incorporated in the aerobics section. So the instructor suggested including some circuit training and boxing moves in order to have some different components of the class that will be enjoyable for both men and women and help the class be a little bit more challenging for the men. Some key limitations of the study to note were that older men themselves were not included in the study, so we just wanted to develop a preliminary understanding with the study of some of the barriers to participation and some potential strategies. But in future work, we'll need to look at the older men who did and did not participate in the programs in order to understand what factors influenced their decision to participate and what strategies might work for them. Also, the questionnaire format that was used may have limited both the depth and the breadth of the responses that we received. So to close, our findings have some implications for programming and research. First, we suggest that it may be necessary to adapt these evidence-based programs to align with male gender roles and the activities preferred by men. They also suggest that it would be important to increase public support and improve advertisements in order to normalize male participation in health promotion programs. And then finally, our findings help to support previous research that shows that gender is a very important influence on health behavior. So we need to keep in mind and have gender sensitivity in public health research and program design. Thank you very much. I'd be happy to take any questions that you might have. Do we have? We did ask, one of the barriers that we asked them to rate was whether or not they thought the gender of the instructor was important, whether men were less likely to attend if the instructor was a female, and our instructors and coordinators did not believe that that was an issue. But like I was saying, we'll need to actually consult with the men themselves to see what their opinion was. Right. The study that we did, we were just interviewing the instructors and the coordinators who offer the programs to get their perspective, because they interact with the men on a regular basis, just to get a general idea. This was a formative study. So now the next step will be to actually take some of the things that we've learned from this study to develop questions and conduct interviews with men. Right. We'll have to talk to both men who they tried to recruit and were not successful in recruiting, and then those who actually participated in the program. Very good point.
I would suggest also looking at the age of the instructor. In my senior gym, the men seem to enjoy having a young woman as
okay.
instructor.
Thank you for your suggestion.
For our kids, one.
Well, there's more at the gym.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.